Yo, hey, let's go. The real is here. His view versus her view. You know this shit real. Let's go.
Nominated.
Best Boss Award nomination. We didn't win that as Ike Award, but I'm glad we got nominated. So let's go. Nomination mean winning coming. The award that is, because we already winning. But let's get it. Hey. What's up? 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 Hey. Shit. What's up, y'all? What's up, Miss Keisha?
Yo.
Oh, shit. She back in the building.
It's your girl, Keisha.
What's happening, y'all? How y'all people been doing? New year, new shit popping. We doing new shit. Well, shit. Some of the new shit is, I think it's our first episode we get to say we got married, y'all.
We married.
Oh, shit. I thought she just liked me. I ain't know she loved me. Shit. So, yeah. I mean, we married, so... That mean the episode gonna be even more fire now. We'll be talking about some shit.
That's right.
This year.
So we welcome you guys.
Welcome
to
y'all.
Her view versus his view.
Oh shit! It's still his view versus her view.
It's never that. You
but
guys.
I don't
it's
know why that. She see it in reverse.
Her view versus his view.
That bullshit there. But anyway, Miss Keisha, Miss Tripp.
What's up, Mr.
Tripp?
What we talking about?
what we bullshitting about today? Because, you know, you be with the bullshit sometimes.
We like the bullshit a lot.
Yeah, we be bullshitting at that.
Well, you know, I was thinking.
What do you think?
I was thinking about relationships.
Mm.
And I was thinking specifically about the relationships that you build.
Ah.
You know, whether it's business relationship, friendship relationships, you know, love relationships, just in general.
The relationships you build.
Just the relationships that you build. Mm. Work relationships.
That shit can be important.
I mean, you know, it just goes so far.
Because they say it ain't necessarily what you do for a person, it's how you make them feel that they go remember. So it's important. So let's just start off with that. Okay, let's say business relationships. It's important to build great business relationships where you and that person or that or people have a good relationship that y'all are able to help each other, not only just business, but even sometimes outside of business to a certain degree. You ain't got to be best of friends. But it's all about, to me, I think it's important that you build just great relationships with people so that they can talk about you in a room for the opportunity that you ain't in.
I totally agree. So, you know, as we're talking about, you know, work relationships, it's great to also elaborate on networking relationships because, you know, you mentioned when people mention your name in a room of individuals that may not even really know who you are.
Yeah.
Like
you ain't there.
How powerful is that?
That's powerful.
You know, I even think a little bit more into it to say how we act and things that we do and the movements that we make.
Mm.
People are always watching.
People watch.
So when they speak your name in a room full of opportunity, how is it that you're being seen? By the things that you do, the actions that you take, and the moves that you make.
That's important.
Because again, we're now at a stage in our life where how we're seen means something. You know, how we are perceived means something.
That can mean something.
Right. And, you know, how we build our business, whether it's our entrepreneurship business, or whether it is, and it's so many different levels of that business, because you can have three or four different streams of income, or if it's your corporate business, how is it that you're building the right relationships, that you're seen the right way, so that your name is spoken in the right tone for you to have opportunity?
Well, yeah, because you can't be everywhere all the time. But if you build the right relationships, those relationships can speak up for you when you ain't even around or know nothing about it, and put it out there. At least put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's important, because as a businessman myself, you know, a lot of the calls come from, hey, such and such told me about you. You see what I'm saying? And that's about relationships. Now, can you satisfy everybody? No, you can't. But if you can build sometimes, because sometimes you run into motherfuckers that you just can't satisfy. I don't been in that situation where I just give their money back. That way you can't say you paid me anything. I'll take that loss before you try to throw dirt on me. You see what I'm saying? Because people will do that. Like, but they won't tell that part. Be like, oh, okay, the work was done. You weren't satisfied, but I gave you your money back because we couldn't come to some kind of solution.
Right.
And I wasn't going to keep coming back mm-hmm. once I realized I can't satisfy you based on whatever you feel I should have gave you. So I'd rather give you that money back, take the loss, but they still will try to piss on your name, but won't say, you know what? That person did try to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they gave me some money back. They won't say that part.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? But they'll shit on your name.
That's what I was going to say. So, a lot of times people will only say the negative but never speak about the positive.
Exactly. But outside of that little percentage of people, and you do what you can to be outstanding customer service, and I think that's a lot to handle as Black business owners and the relationships we build. You got to be out. Try to. You got to learn how to be outstanding in customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Just be outstanding. You don't want to be good. You don't want to be great. You need to be outstanding, so that person remembers you, and they don't tell 10 other people.
10, 20 other people.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be just that way.
And it shouldn't be just that way. But
as an entrepreneur, you should do that in your business, everyday business, whether you're working in corporate, whether you're working in your own business,
I would agree with that.
Your own streams of income,
family, friends.
It should be that way.
You should be that way across the board. But
because I do think, as we're talking about relationships, how you are messy with your business relationships, your personal relationships,
that's how it is.
Your family relationships, it all intertwines. So
all
if all of that is chaotic and messy, everything else is chaotic and
all
messy.
That shit go together.
So and you got to learn how to build, because again, we're going back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to build the right type of relationships across the board.
Exactly.
Because they all intertwine.
It's important.
But they all are leveled and all intertwine with one another.
It's important. Because even with friendships, you know, friendships you might think you got, all that shit, and then a situation reveal that shit that you ain't got what you thought you had, you have to think about that shit like, what the fuck? What's this about anyway? Like, when you thought you were building something good, but that same motherfucker just turned on you. Mm. You be like, well, damn, what this motherfucker been thinking about?
Well, let's break that down a little bit then, because maybe you didn't build that relationship the way you thought you should have.
That's, hindsight is 20/20. Sometimes you got to go back and put it on yourself.
Because it's not always the person.
And you didn't see that.
Right.
And it was actually you.
Right. It ain't always the other person.
It ain't always the other person.
So the fabric of maybe y'all relationship you. That caused a 5-year, a 10-year, a 15, a 20-year relationship not to flourish, maybe it was because you never stepped up and either did that thing that broke it up 10 years ago. Exactly. Or maybe you never spoke up and said your truth 15 years ago. So now here y'all is 15 years later and y'all can't deal with each other because of the fact that one person has a misunderstanding with another situation.
Exactly.
So what accountability do you take in that?
Shit. That's interesting. I mean, you gotta, for growth, you gotta take personal responsibility for something so you can grow. Again, and they say you can't be wise unless you was a fool.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
So never do the same thing twice.
Exactly.
Or make the same mistake twice.
Well, yeah.
Let's say it that way.
You gotta understand where that shit had lead you at. So especially at our age.
Right.
You ain't got time for that bullshit. We ain't in our 20s no more. The fuck we talking about?
So again, we're talking about relationships. And
building relationships.
The relationships could be work relationships, friendship relationships. You know, personal relationships.
Yeah.
Again, I all think that they are all intertwined.
And how you build all that shit.
With one another.
Because to me, like, if you have a fucked up marriage, you gonna have a fucked up business relationships.
Mm.
You have a fucked up personal relationships.
Mm.
You just gonna have some fucked up shit going around if you ain't. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna put the marriage at the top of the relationships. And then everything else around it. Well, if you're not managing that relationship right, everything else, rather you may be getting some hits here or there.
But you messed it up.
All the way around, your shit ain't good.
You fucking messed it.
Your shit all the way around.
You messed it because you're messy in your marriage. You messy.
Yeah.
You messy in your friendship. So you messy.
You fucking.
You never have any type of consistency with anything.
Yeah,
never follow through.
All
it's
that shit go together.
It's always a problem. It's always a concern. It's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah, that part. It's always these other motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
So I think that you got to sit down with yourself and look in the mirror and say, hold on, how am I managing all relationships in my life? Not just some of them, but all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to really pay attention to. So I think, that shit is important. So you can advance, whether you in corporate, whether you in business, friendships, relationships, trying to maybe, lead the marriage or end marriages. It's important that you be able to manage those relationships. You know what I'm saying? So that you can grow in all of that shit. I don't think you can just only be in one area and the rest of it, fine. No. I believe you got to be all that way. All the way around.
Well, what I think is that when you, let's just say you have a person that is great with their business and they have poor relationship situations or, poor, man and woman
marriages
relationships
or
courtships or whatever.
Whatever it is.
And they can't never find anybody, but they have the best business mind in the whole wide world.
Mm.
I think that you have to the way that you run your business is definitely not the way that you're going to run your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Or the way that you run your business is absolutely not going to be the way that you run a relationship. Because as a boss or as a manager, you can't manage and can't boss over the person who you're in the relationship with.
Whether it's corporate or whatever.
Right. So I always say that a person that is a great leader has to first learn how to be a follower and have to learn how to listen and have to learn how to take direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're great at your business moves, you have to learn how to step back somewhat in your relationship moves.
Mm-hmm.
And until that person can balance that out, they may be okay sometime in their businesses. Again, messiness here and there. But if you want to be like a well-rounded person,
mm-hmm.
Again, in your business, your personal
friendship,
your friendship,
corporate, whatever this
you
is,
gotta be able to manage them in a way that they all flow the right way.
Well, yeah, you got.
You have that balance some way.
I can agree with that. You got to have a balance in all of that. You can't, you know, have it all in one area and none in another.
Well, then you're gonna be lonely in some things.
Well, you're gonna find yourself by yourself.
Right.
You know, you're just gonna find yourself by yourself. You can be corporate or business, and you can survive in that area. But you're gonna find yourself in the most important areas, friendships or love. Relationships, you're going to find yourself by yourself.
Right.
You know, you still can go to take your ass to work, but that could be whatever, because you ain't got shit you coming home to or what you got going on in your daily life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's just important about the relationships you build. Mm-hmm. It's got to be all the way around. You got to manage all that shit, because anything people can say, okay, well, God bless me with this, and I've been praying for this, but it ain't happened. Well, look back at what you got. Are you mismanaging it? Mm-hmm. Are you mismanaging the blessing that you said God got you in right now, and the blessing that you want in the future? Why would that God get you to that future if you mismanaging it now? You're gonna mismanage your blessing in the future.
Well, if you're mismanaging your present, then who's saying you're not gonna mismanage your future?
Exactly.
That's bad.
That shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, that's just her view.
Well,
and his view.
Well, you know, it's actually called his view, her view, but she wanna mismanage the name of the goddamn podcast with the bullshit. But anyway, she don't wanna build this relationship right. She just wanna say what she wanna say. But anyway, Mrs. Tripp,
we appreciate you guys. We are not counselors, therapists.
No, good. I play one on motherfucking TV.
We do this for entertainment purposes. We love our
audience. But we live this shit.
We love our
audience. So we got something to
audience.
Say.
We love talking y'all. To, you know, you guys and you guys listening. We absolutely appreciate you for taking the time to just give us a moment to hear about some of the craziness that we have in our heads.
We appreciate it.
And the thoughts that we come up with.
Because the damn show ain't scripted.
No, we just say this off the dome. So we really, really, really appreciate it.
We appreciate
you know,
y'all.
We have listeners from near and far,
yes,
and from
we do.
Home. And again, we appreciate you
guys. We appreciate that. And
thank
nominated
you.
For Best Boss Award.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We appreciate that so,
so
much.
We
so
have
keep listening to us. Nominate us in y'all city, wherever you're at, too.
So, we actually agree upon a couple of things. I think you
what
guys...
we agreed on?
He agreed because we're married now, just a little bit.
Oh, no.
Just a little bit right now. But we always have a what?
We don't always
we
agree.
We have a what?
But we're going to have a
motherfucking
understanding. God damn it. Thank y'all. Finally got the celebrity back on the mic, Miss Keesia. But anyway...
we appreciate you guys.
We'll see y'all on the next episode.
We out.
Peace and mohair grease.